Let's talk about common Bali scams. Now, this is nothing against Bali. These things can happen anywhere else in the world, and I love Bali and I'm there all the time, so please don't get it twisted. But firstly, the massage parlors. So if you're getting a full body massage and you're looking through the hole, ask to put your handbag underneath where you can directly see it. Or if that's not an option, put it somewhere near you and put something that's gonna make a lot of noise if they try to move it. Like I put like bangles or something on the top. The massage place that I actually go to frequently, twice when I was there, I had people coming back in and saying that money had been taken out of their bag. So I stopped going there, and then I found out from one of the girls that worked there that the owner had been taking money out of people's bags, and recently she'd taken $2,000 out of an Australian lady's bag. The lady did not get the money back. She got hit with a $500 fine from the police, but it's just something to be mindful of. Secondly, always agree on the prices of goods and services before you pay them. The first time I came to Bali, a guy was filling my scooter up and then went to charge me $80 because I hadn't agreed on a price beforehand. He wasn't taking no for an answer and I just really didn't want any trouble, so I paid it. Now, majority of the places that you get petrol on the side of the road will like have the big tank and it will say like $5, $10. So you can agree how much you want before it gets put in there. But sometimes they just have the bottles of petrol that they pour straight in. So make sure you agree on the price before they do something for you, and that goes for taxis and stuff as well, and your drivers. This also goes for hospital visits as well. Majority of the time they'll come out with a big tray and say you need all these tablets, which you probably don't need half of them. So I would do your research before, or obviously bring medication over from wherever you're from, just to avoid that kind of miscommunication within the medical system. Now, this is a tough subject, but if you go like out late at night, you go to the clubs and things like that, you will see women walking around with newborn babies at 2 a.m. asking for money. Now, this is a really, really tough situation because I'm actually with a Balinese who knows that majority of them make more than what Australians do. They are getting the Westerners to go into these shops and buy them baby formula and all this stuff. And then they actually have a shop that they're selling these goods, and some of them are making $2,000 a day. So it's insane. And I'm not saying that this is for all of them, because it's definitely not, and help out where you can, but it's just something to be mindful of. Now, I actually got scammed the other day. I went into the shop with just like a little Circle K with my friend, and we were busy in conversation, and I purchased quite a bit of stuff. And then the lady asked, she told me the total, and I was like, I swear I just paid in cash. I swear I just paid. But I thought maybe not, you know, we were having like a deep conversation, wasn't really paying much attention. And then I paid. And then when we left the store, my friend said, I swear you paid twice. And then I realized that I've been scammed. It sounds so silly now that I look at it, but just remember when you've already paid, I guess. Lastly, just be careful where you're putting your bank card. Make sure to always do a little once over of the machine, cover your PIN properly, just common sense like that. One morning, it was 3 a.m, and I was getting money out for my taxi driver. I was so exhausted, and I accidentally put my credit card instead of my savings card into the ATM. Big mistake, because I got home to Australia and had a $3,000 charge to my card for a hotel that was booked in Scotland. Luckily, it was just a pending transaction and the person hadn't turned up to the accommodation yet, so I managed to cancel it. But just be mindful with your bank cards, and if you can get RFID, which is just like a little slip that it goes in, or some wallets have it built in to protect your card from being read through your handbag.